Harry, let's go back a little bit when we're talking about the germ, the clandestine germ production in some of the facilities here. How many of these facilities are located near populated areas?
A surprising and depressing number. For example, the New York Times back on September 4th, 2001, reported that experiments had been conducted at the Nevada test site to see how easy it would be to establish a clandestine laboratory to produce anthrax and similar biological agents. That information was kept secret from Congress because supposedly it was a very low-budget item that didn't need to be included. But obviously, if you're only about 50 miles from Las Vegas and you're conducting germ warfare experiments, that's that would concern me if I still lived in Las Vegas. Same thing with Plum Island in New York Sound. Here you have a facility where all sorts of very deadly animal and human toxins are being tested, and presumably for defensive purposes, but any sort of accident there could be quite dangerous.
Did Lyme disease leak out of Plum Island?
That is a very tempting speculation to engage in, because obviously the first outbreaks were in the Northeast.
That's right.
And it would be from the prevailing wind patterns. If there would be some sort of leakage from there, it would be quite an easy matter for the pathogen to spread to the New England states. Of course, as I discussed in my book, one of the more interesting questions is whether the anthrax used in the 2001 letters to Congress actually may have originated at Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah.
Tell me about that.
The Baltimore Sun first broke that story, and in Dugway Proving Ground, as I mentioned in the book, is actually perhaps even more interesting than Area 51 in terms of what may be going on there. There's a good bit of evidence that some of the more classified activities at various facilities like Area 51 and Edwards Air Force Base have been relocated to Dugway Proving Grounds because it's more isolated and does not receive quite the amount of visitor traffic that these other sites do. Well, anthrax, like all pathogens, has certain genetic markers in it that makes it very easy to determine what sort of where it may have originated that. And for years, small amounts of live anthrax were produced at Dugway to test the effectiveness of protective clothing and other biowarfare defense measures. And that's legal under international treaties to produce small amounts of these pathogens to develop defensive systems. Now, some of that those tests required some very finely milled anthrax, like that sent to members of Congress. Now, the genetic fingerprint of the anthrax produced at Dugway is indistinguishable from the anthrax mailed to members of Congress in 2001. It was identical at 50 genetic markers to the mailed anthrax. Now, after the anthrax attacks on Congress, it turned out that Dugway's accounting and handling procedures for this anthrax had been very sloppy and very loose. Some of the anthrax had been sent to various research laboratories like that at Fort Detrick in Maryland using ordinary Federal Express shipments. So there's a very good chance that some of that anthrax may have, in the powdered form, may have been intercepted, diverted, and used in the attacks on Congress back in 2001. We just don't know.
How about West Nile virus, that horrible mosquito bird problem disease?
That is certainly one of the things that is being conducted at both Dugway and Plum Island. That's just part of their charter, at Dugway to ostensibly develop defensive measures and capabilities, and at Plum Island for just pure research. So, yes, you can be rest assured that not only is West Nile there, but probably Ebola and many other very dangerous pathogens.
What quantity of this virus, these pathogens, needs to leak out to cause a problem with the general population, Harry?
Well, you can see, like with the anthrax, just basically a few tablespoons created havoc and killed several people who just touched the letters. And if you're talking about some of the more virulent biological agents, such as Ebola, it could be a very minute amount literally the amount that distributed with someone would sneeze, for example, in a populated area would be sufficient to kick off an epidemic.
The God, what was the movie with Dustin Hoffman?
Outbreak, I believe.
That's a great movie. Possible?
Possible, maybe even probable eventually.
Accidental or on purpose?
Good question. You know, you have to say, first of all, the possibility of an accidental release, yes, that's always present and always a fear. Could one or two nuts in there decide to deliberately divert one of these pathogens and use it for a terrorist attack or some purpose like that? Certainly. In fact, that's my operating theory as to what happened with the 2001 anthrax attacks on Congress. I do truly believe some of the anthrax developed at Dugway got intercepted and diverted by someone.
Might it have been done? Let me ask you this, Harry.
Go ahead.
You know what the question is. Might it have been done to create a scare, to create tension, to continue this fear-mongering that has been on us for the last 7 years?
That cannot be ruled out. That cannot be ruled out. Certainly the timing is suspect. That's only 2 or 3 weeks after the September 11th attacks. You suddenly have this new wave of terrorism, a biological-based one. And since then, there has been no follow-up biological terrorism effort. Certainly, if you can produce, if you're a terrorist and you're able to produce a small amount of anthrax, it would stand to reason that we would be subjected to repeated attacks at various intervals from this. But no, there's that one incident, then nothing else. So that strongly argues that this source of the anthrax and the perpetrators were domestic rather than international.
And they had their motives. What do you think those motives might have been, Harry?
Obviously, to scare the hell out of a lot of people, and at that, they were quite successful. And for what motive, whether it was to gin up support for the war on terror or some motive that we can't even fathom at this point, I don't know. It may have been a legitimate attempt to kill some people, for example. And certainly, had there been a less rapid response, it could have well wiped out quite a few members of Congress. So it could have been anything from a warning shot to a botched assassination attempt on a large scale. The speculation is endless, and frankly, I don't have the answers.